The field of mental health counseling is growing rapidly, and Richmond Graduate University can equip you with everything you need as a licensed professional counselor while integrating your faith into your clinical practice. Programs are offered in Atlanta, Chattanooga, and online. Apply today at richmont.edu. That's richmont.edu.
I'm Earlonne Woods.
I'm Nigel Poor. We're the hosts and creators of Ear Hustle from PRX's Radiotopia.
Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast.
In this next season, we've got stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells,
about residents in a women's prison who say they want to stay there,
and the most beautiful prison garden. Earlonne, I will never forget it.
Ear Hustle, stories about life on the inside told by those who live it.
Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
For Friday, November the 12th, 2021, it's The Brief from WABE. I'm Jim Burris. A map redrawing the lines for all 180 Georgia House districts is heading to Governor Brian Kemp's desk. Democratic State Senator Elena Perrin says legal challenges to the Republican-drawn state House map are likely.
There are a lot of things wrong with these maps, from violations of traditional redistricting principles through Voting Rights Act concerns for when majority-minority districts must or should not be drawn, and concerns about packing and cracking and allowing communities to elect the candidate of their choice.
The Republican-drawn maps would allow the GOP to keep control of the state House by giving up a handful of seats to Democrats and making other districts more conservative. The Cobb County School District remains fully accredited, but a new report from the district's accrediting agency says leaders need to improve in several areas in order to keep it. Martha Dalton has more detail.
The recommendations from accrediting agency Cognia include following the board's own code of ethics, being more careful about financial decisions, and receiving training to understand how meetings should run. Heather Tolly Bauer is a Cobb parent and co-founder of a group called Watching the Funds Cobb.
We plan to create a report card of sorts, detailing, you know, what they're supposed to be working on and tracking what steps are they taking to remediate these things and then reporting back to the public so that they know.
In a statement, Cobb Superintendent Chris Ragsdale said the district will carefully consider Cognia's recommendations. Cognia says Cobb needs to make the changes outlined in the report by December of 2022 before its next review. Martha Dalton, WABE News.
State health public health officials are stressing that even though COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are down, the illness is far from running its course. This is children ages 5 to 11 are getting their first Pfizer vaccine shots this week all across the country. Andy Miller is the CEO and editor of Georgia Health News, and he says experts are projecting another COVID surge in the winter months.
Public health officials stress that nearly all of the recent COVID hospitalizations and deaths here in Georgia have occurred in individuals who are not vaccinated. And we know that there's a lot of misinformation still going on.
About half of Georgians are fully vaccinated. And during October, vaccinations dropped 30% to 40%, according to State Department of Health data. Piedmont Hospital plans to spend $30 million on upgrades at its Atlanta campus. The Atlanta Business Chronicle's Crystal Edmondson reports where that money will go.
Piedmont Hospital will renovate several areas of its women's services department, including labor and delivery and the neonatal intensive care unit. Piedmont is one of the metro area's busiest maternity hospitals, delivering more than 2,700 babies in the recent year. If the project gets state approval, construction could begin next spring. From the Atlanta Business Chronicle, I'm Crystal Edmondson for WABE News.
Folks across Metro Atlanta have been reuniting with parents, friends, and loved ones all week after nearly 20 months of COVID-19 air travel restrictions. The Biden administration recently lifted those restrictions for fully vaccinated, non-citizen, and non-immigrant travelers. Santiago Marquez is the CEO of Atlanta's Latin American Association, and he explains what the reopening has meant through his eyes.
In some cases, we've had some folks that have not been able to, you know, they've been separated, right, from, you know, their parents or, you know, even their parents have been sick, you know, back in their countries of origin. And they've not been able to get back to them. You know, they've kind of delayed the trip. So I know that, you know, here in the last day, a lot of people were starting to plan travel. And I'm sure we're going to start seeing PTO requests going, you know, up. You know, which is great. I'm glad to see that. It's sad for me to see what's happened over the last, you know, 20 months with families. In some cases, there have been deaths, funerals where people have not really been able to attend, right? They've had to do it virtual.
Do you believe that 20 months to keep the border closed was warranted?
As frustrated as I was having to reschedule, you know, all of the plans that we had as a family. I mean, those were first world problems, right? You know, that we had, right? None of it wasn't like, you know, we were going to see family that was, you know, that was in dire need or you know, dying. And so having known people that were in those situations, you know, that was a very sad circumstances. And seeing one of the people we work with her son was, you know, essentially not able to come back for a week, I would have panicked. And you know, I can't believe that, you know, what I would have done if that would have been one of my daughters. But, you know, so in one sense I see like, gosh, was that really needed? In the other sense, I'm thinking of, you know, seeing what we have seen with all these, you know, with the variants and what we've been going through in our own, you know, state. You know, so I don't know that I'm qualified to give an opinion on it. You know, I don't, thank God I don't have to make those decisions.
That was Atlanta's Latin American Association CEO, Santiago Marquez. We also spoke with U.S. Customs and Border Protection at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, and they've witnessed the U.S. open all this week. Well, now one weekend, CPB Port Director for Atlanta, Paula Rivera, fills us in on what it's been like from her perspective.
So for us, we've not seen an uptick in traffic as far as the arrivals international. However, we have seen a dynamic change in our normal operations, whereas we normally would see returning U.S. citizens and legal permanent residents. However, now we've seen that change to the non-citizens or visitors arriving to the U.S. to visit their loved ones. They've been waiting for this for quite some time, just like all of us have.
You touched on this briefly, and we've spoken to the CEO of Atlanta's Latin American Association, who says seeing families and loved ones who have been separated for 20 months, that's been tough, but it's been reassuring to see those reunions happen. From your perspective as port director, how do you see the effects of these restrictions over the last 20 months?
So the restrictions that were in place, they were put in place to safeguard the U.S. We're here to prevent, you know, acts of terrorism, the smuggling of contraband and other situations. And this happens to be one of them when you look at communicable diseases. Now, the lifting of the restrictions, we're in a position where we're pivoting from the safeguard to reopening and resuming global travel.
Anecdotally speaking, have you seen any of these family reunions?
Actually, I have. I leave the federal inspection station every day, and as I'm walking out, I'm encountering individuals that are reuniting with their family. So it's a long time in coming, and it's a joyful reunion that I see across the board.
And my last question is, going forward, kind of what lessons learned during the pandemic will you all carry forward and maybe implement in future protocols?
Us being able to have communication across interagency lines, that communication and that dialogue, you can't put a price on that. Sure. So on November 8th, when foreign national air travel resumed, the requirement to have the vaccination is a key part of that, layered on top of the fact that they still are required to have the negative test taken within 3 days prior to travel. That's just some key travel points for travelers that are coming in from abroad.
Absolutely. Paula Rivera is Port Director with the Atlanta Airport's Custom and Border Protection Office. And Paula, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Jim.
The Atlanta Hawks will look to snap a 5-game losing streak in the final matchup of the team's West Coast road trip. The Hawks play the Nuggets tonight in Denver. Atlanta has won only a single game away this season so far, while the Nuggets are 5-1 at home. The Hawks return, though, to Atlanta to take on the Milwaukee Bucks on Sunday. That's it for The Brief. You can find more local news at WABE.org. Lily Oppenheimer produced today's program. Our editor is Kathleen Quillian. I'm Jim Burris. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
At this time of year, donating your vehicle to WABE can make you feel good. And donating is easy. We'll pick up your vehicle and send you all the paperwork after it's sold. Learn more at wabe.org/cars. Thanks.
And from Arbor Montessori School, fostering lifelong learners from 18 months to 14 years at two Decatur locations. Our virtual open house is Saturday, November 13th, 10 a.m. to noon. Registration at arbormontessori.org.
Right now in Atlanta, we have clear skies, 55 degrees. Look for overnight lows to fall to the low 40s. And for tomorrow, lots of sunshine, but noticeably cooler with a high just of 53. And a freeze watch is in effect for your Saturday night into your Sunday morning. Lows right around freezing. Sunny skies, though, on Sunday with a high of 58. A tad warmer as we head into the return to the work week. I'm Jim Burris. It's been a pleasure to have you along. Marketplace is coming up next.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you donated to WABE yet? I know you've heard us talking about why it's important, but it doesn't have to be this big decision. You can give at whatever amount fits your budget. It can be a spur-of-the-moment thing. You already get so much out of public radio, so just go for it. Visit wabe.org/donate and become a member right now. And thank you.